Hey guys, it's later in the evening today. Just wanted to get on here because I haven't been here on here a while. I haven't done any podcasts lately. Been consumed with some other things. Really not trying to make excuses, but things happen. And I want to get back on track here. So what I wanted to talk to you today about is multi-level marketing. Okay. A lot of people, as you know, say that multi-level marketing is a scam. Usually these come from the same people who didn't want to put in the work, thought they were just going to, show a product to somebody and make lots of money. Okay. They either didn't take time to learn about the product, or they didn't want to put in the work, and just believe that, hey, I'll just get my friends to buy it, and, my friends will buy anything from me. And even if that's the case, that's going to be a short burst of sales, and you're not going to succeed. Multi-level marketing is a sales job. Okay, and in sales, if you are not out there providing value, providing a product, or fulfilling a need, or selling yourself, because people, they don't always buy the product, they buy the product from the person, or the person themselves. So, a lot of times you'll hear people saying, oh yeah, multi-level marketing scam, you have the one person above you and then you have different levels. Well, that's the same thing you have in the corporate world. You have your CEO, under your CEO, you have your vice presidents, under your vice presidents, you have, regional vice presidents. I mean, it's the same thing. It's a pyramid. The guys on top are always going to make the money. The guy that invented the thing is going to make the money. I mean, Bill Gates, him and Wazowski, they are the Waz, made a product that fulfilled a need that needed to be filled. Or didn't, some people didn't even think there was, but they created this operating system and they sold it. Now, if those two were alone and they try to go throughout the world and sell things, they would be trying to sell forever. So they hired salespeople or engineer or whatever you want to call them today, but basically it narrows down to, or boils down to a salesperson. Everybody's a salesperson, okay? Whether you're a teacher, whether you're a cashier, whether you're the guy who cleans the bathroom, whatever your job is, you're selling. You had to sell yourself to get that position, right? So you had to convince that person that was interviewing you or your boss that you're the right person, that they need you to get the job done. So in the marketing, okay, so like I was saying, a lot of people, they either hear from other people that the multi-level marketing companies are a scam. I can't vouch for everyone, obviously. I have worked for a few. And honestly, it wasn't the product so much. It's either I didn't believe in the product enough to keep going with it, or I just didn't put in the work. Because like everybody else, I had a fear of talking to people about something because I would worry about how they would judge me. And, because again, everybody would say, oh, it's a scam. So, however, I don't believe that anymore because it's all your attitude and your mentality. It's just like a job. If you want to go move up, if you want to make money, if you want to succeed, you have to put in the time, you have to put in the work, And you have to know your product and believe in it, okay? You got to be able to let the consumer or client or whatever you want to call them know, hey, I see that you have this problem. This is what I have to offer. Or, hey, look at my product. This is what it does. This is how it can help you. How can it benefit them and help their situation? Even when you present the opportunities, and that's where a lot of people also find difficulty in being in the multi-level marketing, because just like being in sales, when you own a company, you depend on your salespeople to generate income. Well, when you're the leader or the first person in your team, you know, you're a part of another team, but you're creating your own team, your people have to sell. And when you sell, you make more money. So you have to recruit. Okay. Now, I'm not saying, you know, you have to recruit your friends or your family. You have to find someone that they have the desire to change their situation. They have to see the opportunity. They have to be willing to put in the work. And without that, of course, they're not going to want to do it. They're not going to succeed. And again, you got to recruit, so you got to talk to people. And I had that fear too. I didn't want to talk to anybody about opportunities, but why? I asked myself, why? Why don't I want to tell people about these opportunities? I mean, it's a good product, you know. You're making money if you're selling your product. And what's the worst they can do is say no, you know? So, and you're going to get no's no matter what in life. I mean, how many times have you asked that girl or that guy on a date that you wanted to go with and they said no? Yeah, at first you were a little disappointed, you were a little upset, but you moved on, right? You still went, and you, when you found interest in somebody else, you asked them. And same thing in this business. You go, you talk to people, you present the opportunity. Okay, if they say no, okay, hey, great. You know, maybe it's not their time. Maybe they're not ready. Maybe, you know, they have a billion different reasons of why they do not want to get involved in this time or at all. And that's fine. This business is not for everybody. So don't get upset. Don't get discouraged. Don't say, oh, this is never going to work. I'm not succeed. You're going to find that person eventually. You're going to find that person or people who want to make a change in their life, that believe in you, that believe in what the company represents, an opportunity, a way out of the norm or the average, you know, 9-to-5 work lifestyle. Now, believe me, as an entrepreneur, you're trading 40 hours for 80 so that you can stop working, or not stop working, but you can create something that will continue to create, I guess, money or a business or whatever. But basically, you're going to put in a lot of hours. And I mean, if you look at people like, if you follow Gary Vee or Grant Cardone or Robinson or Damon Wayne, right? Well, anyway, my point is, these guys put in mega, mega time into their company, into their businesses, into their interests, and they're successful because they're putting in the work, they're putting in the time, and without that, you're not going to succeed. So, you know, I hope that either if you are already involved in the marketing industry, multi-level marketing industry, that, you know, you can overcome these hurdles of insecurity or worrying about what other people think, and understand that you have to put in the time, You have to put in the effort. You have to invest like any other business. And I had my own business, and believe me, you make money, you're reinvesting it back in your company if you're smart. Okay, and that's the same thing with marketing. You're buying a product, you sell it, you're buying more product, you're working on your marketing or whatever, you know, you're still investing back into the company. But in conclusion, you know, I hope that this helps somebody that might be trying to overcome or overcoming their fears of being in multi-level marketing, or that is currently thinking about it. You know, do not take someone else's doubt or belief that you can't do it, because they're not you. That's their belief. Don't let their no or can't be yours. Okay? You know, I wish you guys the best. I look forward to talking to you guys again. If you have any questions or comments, please message me. Share with your friends and family. And stay great and keep hustling.